Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Giving you an update on the family that suffered a tragic loss in a fire this past weekend. J.J. Rojas is joining us live this morning here on WBEN. He's the cousin of Jose Rodriguez, caring right now for the youngest family members that escaped that burning home. J.J., thanks so much for being on with us this morning. An incredibly tough time for your family. I just want to start with how everybody is doing health-wise right now. What can you tell us about the family members still recovering in the hospital? How is everybody doing?
They're doing as good as they can. Mom is still in critical condition at ECMC burn unit. The oldest daughter, Ava, she was flown into the Memorial Strong in Rochester. She's made strides. At first, they didn't think she was going to pull through, and she stunned the doctors.
And you are caring for the 4- and 6-year-olds. How are they?
I had them since the day of the fire, and yesterday they had a episode. We were heating up some pizza, and some of the cheese fell on the heating element, and they smelled the smoke, and both of them started screaming. It was heartbreaking.
How do you begin to help a family through this? Obviously, you're doing it by caring for 2 children while their parents are still recovering, the rest of the family still trying to get through their own health. How do you begin to help young kids cope with this loss?
Me and my wife were just loving on them and making sure they don't feel like they're not our kids. We're just keeping their mind occupied and, just keeping them busy.
JJ, how fast did you get there Saturday morning when all of this unfolded?
I received a phone call, I believe, at 7 or 8 a.m., and I was there within 20 minutes.
And what did you see when you got there?
The fire in Buffalo had the street blocked off, probably like 10 houses down, but the house was basically, one strong wind, I think, is going to collapse.
You're the cousin of Jose Rodriguez. Can you give us an idea of how close you two are?
We've been together since diapers. He was my big cousin, always took care of me. I grew up super poor, and I used to basically... He was not the only child, but kind of raised the only child. His sister's like 10 years older, and his mom always made sure we're together, and he made sure I always had food in my belly.
Have you been able to see Jose in the hospital?
I have.
Have you talked to him? Can he talk to you? What has he said?
Yes. He can talk. He's just the way he screams, my babies, I failed. And we keep telling him he's a hero. He has other kids to care for. He's not happy with himself.
What do you tell him?
There's no words to tell him. I can't lie to him. I just tell him he's not Superman. You have the same lungs as a fireman and the same lungs as I do, and you did the best you can.
How about Jocelyn? I understand she's in ICU.
She has no idea that, unfortunately, two of her kids didn't make it. She keeps trying to pull out the tubes. She keeps pointing at her fingers, five fingers for her five kids, and all of us are acting like we don't know what she's saying. And then she'll point at the five fingers and rock her arms like a baby and put her hands up like, what's going on? And we just act like we don't know. So we had someone there. She pointed at her foot, and she has a tattoo of Jose Jr. on her foot. She keeps pointing to the tattoo. And we just keep it. We want her to just heal. She keeps trying to pull out the tubes and all the IVs out to talk to us. And we just want her to heal.
This house, you mentioned what you saw. We understand it's a total loss. Where will this family have to go once they hopefully do recover? I mean, what is the situation like right now? And I'm sure there's so many people listening who are wondering how they can lend a helping hand.
As of right now, I've been talking. I'm in charge of the GoFundMe account, and I talked with his mom and sister, and we're thinking about using the funds to buy a new house for them, or not a new house, but whatever we could afford. That way, they don't have to worry about anything for the foreseeable future, and they could just focus on healing. I told them, just focus on your guys' mental health. It's going to be a long road.
This GoFundMe campaign, how's the response been so far?
The GoFundMe has surpassed the original goal, and the other donations we received, 7 plots paid for, tombstones paid for. I'm getting a vehicle donated, a minivan to drive in one car and help transport grandma around. Tops is gonna donate all the food for the funeral service. We had a not-for-profit offer to feed the family for 3 to 4 years. It's just been insane. It's been crazy.
Well, we're glad to hear that a lot of people have reached out to try and help. You know, we've talked about Jose and Jocelyn, but what about you? How are you doing and holding up right now?
I can't even. I'm honestly irrelevant. I just want to help them the best I can. I'm not relevant.
Well, you really are, JJ, and hang in there. And thanks for
appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us and letting know how things are going on right now with the family. We'll stay in touch, and we appreciate you getting up for us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
JJ Rojas, cousin of Jose Rodriguez, caring for a 4- and 6-year-old who made it out of that tragic fire this past Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.